Don't you love that Skater's Waltz by Emil Waldteufel here on the new Classical FM? I'm Bill Anderson, and it's my great pleasure to welcome a special guest to Bill's Classical Jukebox. Oliver Balaberski is artistic director and conductor of the Huronia Symphony Orchestra and the King Edward Choir. It's been a while, but it's nice to see you again. We saw you last in Toronto. Now you're up here in Collingwood, where we've moved our Bill's Classical Jukebox studio. And before we talk about your upcoming Christmastime concerts, and there are a couple of them, let's talk a little bit about your background. You started in Macedonia, of course. You were about 10 years old when you were first introduced to music. Was it something that was forced upon you, or did you just sort of, even at that young age, say, this is what I love?
Well, it's going to be the second one. Actually, because I always wanted to explore the keyboard and try to play songs that I heard by ear. And my parents thought, maybe he can do some music.
We don't know, right? They were not musicians, so I don't know. They were not probably sure whether I'm going to have the talent to go on. So they took me to the music school, and everything started from there.
And all of a sudden, it's 1999, and you're in London, England, at a pretty important school.
Yes, that I was very lucky with that one, because to be honest, I didn't even expect that it's going to happen. I applied for that junior fellowship with a big name on it, Norman Del Mar Junior Fellowship, it was complete. When I got accepted, it was fully funded by the Royal College of Music, and I literally didn't have to spend a dime to go there, and I was so happy that was my biggest success until then.
Well, that was the biggest break you got, and you took full advantage of it. Returning home then to the Macedonian National Theatre, and what did you do there?
Everything started developing from there. Since the culture and music is and musical institutions such as opera and philharmonic orchestra are fully funded by the government, the Ministry of Culture invited me to come back as a music director of the opera house. So, of course, I accepted, and I was working there for 2.5 years as a music director, and then continued as a principal conductor.
And then the choice to come to Canada, University of Toronto.
Yes.
And from there, you were conducting the Hart House Chamber Strings, assistant conductor, Royal Opera Canada, the Orillia Youth Orchestra, artistic director and conductor of the City of Barrie Choral Fest, and currently, as we said, Huronia Symphony Orchestra. Tell us about that orchestra.
Huronia Symphony Orchestra is an ensemble that lived for 50 years. Now it's a 51st season. And I think that with their effort, they contribute a lot in the cultural life of Barrie and Simcoe County by performing music from all styles and eras, and which is, I have to say, hard work to do, because most of the orchestra is giving their free time to practice and be a member of the orchestra and perform. So that passion is really amazing.
Well, it's a community orchestra. In other words, you have a core of professional players, section leaders, etc., and then the rest are folks who aren't professionals, but they are certainly auditioned and they're great players.
They get their probation period, but most of them are very well educated in their instrument, and some of them are actually highly educated in music, but they didn't continue performing because of probably some private reasons, but it is amazing to have an orchestra people that are musically educated with faculty of music, actually, or teachers college where they studied their instrument, and so I'm very happy to have such an orchestra.
Not everybody wants to travel like musicians have to travel. There's
absolutely
some good reasons for saying, I think I'll do another career, but I want to keep playing because it brings such enjoyment.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Christmas concerts coming up. There's one on Saturday, December 9th at the Innisfil Community Church, and then Sunday, December 17th at the Collier Street United Church in Barrie. What sorts of things will people get to see and hear?
Yeah, the title of the concert is a HSO Christmas List. But and we tried to choose pieces that we felt throughout the years that we have played them, that the audience likes them the most. And we tried to put them in one concert. So there are a variety of pieces that they're going to be able to hear. And some of the pieces they've heard before this interview, Skater's Waltz and, Tchaikovsky's Polonaise from Eugene Onegin, a very festive Polonaise that starts at the beginning of an act in the opera. Sing-alongs, always present, presenting to the audience something that they love doing. But also, at the concert, we're going to have two children's choirs from Barrie, one from Collier United Church that just started, and one from Maestro Music Center. And we're going to have, hopefully, around 30 kids that are going to sing with us. That's, I think, the biggest joy of the concert.
Christmas is for children, and
yes,
that's what it's all
absolutely.
About.
Absolutely.
Well, I am looking forward to it. Thank you so much for telling us more about it. The artistic director and conductor of the Huronia Symphony is Oliver Balaborski. And again, those dates, Saturday, December 9th, the Innisfil Community Church, and Sunday, December 17th, at the Collier Street United Church in Barrie. Now, is there a website or something folks can go to get more information or tickets?
They can go on huroniasymphony.ca. Mm-hmm. And they can get all the information they need. Or even my website, there's some links, oliverbalabruski.com. They can go there and they can then go to Huronia Symphony, whatever, it's easier for them. We have a Facebook page also. We have a Twitter.
You're everywhere.
We're everywhere. We're trying to be everywhere.
Well, that's
in every household. Yes.
And there will be other concerts through the year coming up in February and in April. And also in May, we'll have you come back and tell us about those
a little closer
to the dates.
Absolutely.
Oliver Balaborski, thanks for joining us here on the New Classical FM.